right. Thank you for staying in tune here with Rosie on the House. We're talking about air conditioning in the house, in particular your house, the things you can do to get the most out of the unit you currently have on your home, the things you can do to improve the indoor air quality at your home. And then once you're considering new equipment, new estimates, we've already talked through all the steps that you need to go through in reference to the right questions to ask, what you should see the contractor doing, and the recommendations he should be giving you, he or she should be giving you. Now, evap cooling has been a real mainstay in Tucson for
ever.
And boy, when it's all you've got, it really feels good.
Oh, yeah. It feels good up until about this time of year.
Yeah, up until about this time of year. The humidity gets above about 40, 45%, and you're not getting very much cooling effect out of it. You're just moving a lot of air.
Yeah, you're saturated air.
What are the challenges you see from the homes you're going out on that were built for evap cooling?
So a lot of times people think it's better to leave the cooler on the house in case they sell it for dual cool. That's not a good idea. It's better to just remove that cooler. We see a lot of problems with the ductwork being oversized, the wrong registers because they put cooler registers in, not air conditioning registers. So you got big ductwork, wrong registers. You have no static pressure at all. And then rust. I mean, rust is a huge issue. If there's water and there's metal and it's been going for years, you're probably going to have rust. And that creates duct leaks, and it also creates bad indoor air quality.
I had to be convinced the hard way because I've had an evap cooler on my garage because my garage is kind of my little area I go duff and spend time, and that's my little
home away from home.
That's my little home away from home. Poor and cars. So I've had an evap cooler on my garage for 40 years and finally got talked into putting an air conditioner out there. An air conditioner in my garage, and it actually cost me about 40% less in electricity to air condition my garage than it did to evap cool.
Absolutely. With the mini splits in a garage, that's a much better method. You don't have the water, you don't have the pads, you don't have the maintenance. The cooler's got to run 24/7, where the air conditioner may kick on and kick off a few times a day.
Mini splits are kind of new to the American residential market. They've been cooling the rest of the world for the last 60 years. They're a great concept. And when we talk about SEER ratings, legislation right now mandates that y'all are selling a minimum of 14 SEER.
In Arizona, it's 14 SEER.
And SEER is the efficiency. It's like the miles per gallon of your car. It's how efficient is your air conditioning unit. And so by law, we have to be selling 14 SEER. We can buy up to 25 SEER. Folks, let me tell you how efficient mini splits are. A mini split system SEER rating can approach 40.
Oh, yeah, 39. Yeah, absolutely.
And a big part of that is because it doesn't have to send any air through the ductwork.
That's correct. There's no loss in the ductwork.
It's perfectly quiet. You can never hear it on.
That's correct.
And we're seeing a hot bedroom being handled with a mini split. The garage, the workshop, the RV garage and whatnot. But I'm seeing mini splits now.
Whole houses.
Yeah, Talk about that.
So they're getting to where now they're focusing on doing whole house. They've made all kinds of varieties. People didn't want to see a big ugly box on the wall, so they have ceiling cartridges now. They have ducted mini splits now with small ductwork. So the technology has come so far in mini splits, and it's the way people are doing it because you're only cooling what you need.
Okay. So my challenge with mini splits is you're circulating a lot of indoor air. How are you then accomplishing the indoor air quality we've been talking about a big part of this last hour?
So they've just recently come up with a scrubber, the UV light scrubber that goes inside a mini split. So just in the last few years now, you can actually handle the indoor air quality. I mean, you could always put an external air system in, but then you have noise and you have maintenance and you have everything else. So now they're doing the mini split scrubber, which works pretty well.
And the top of the line mini splits, I think they call them multi-head mini splits, you can actually ask, hey, keep my master bedroom at 74 between 8 at night and 7 in the morning. Then you can allow that bedroom to go up to 80 during the day. I don't care. I'd like the kitchen to start cooling down about 5:30 in the morning. Take it down to about 76. When we leave for work at 9, you can let the whole house go up to about 76 degrees. I mean, you can custom tune this mini split system different temperatures, different time of day in each different room.
Absolutely. Each head becomes a zone. So you can zone it. So each head or each air handler has its own capability of controlling that temperature and that atmosphere. So you can have every room at a different temperature if you wanted to.
Absolutely. Tony, I owe you an apology. We've had you here in studio for an hour sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with the Arizona homeowners. I haven't even let you give out your phone number.
It's 520-544-5665. It's temperature control.
Been air conditioning Tucson
since 1982.
And Philip, thanks a million for coming in. We appreciate your input and wisdom as a service manager of temperature control.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been great.
Okay. Anything left undone? How about a website?
Temp-con.com.
And in general, brands of equipment you like putting on homes?
We do Lennox, Trane, and Rheem, some Rheem stuff. They stand behind their work. They're behind, you know, any equipment that's going to stand behind the contractor is worth it.
And most manufacturers will give you a 5-year warranty on parts.
It's actually 10 now.
If you register.
Correct.
And do y'all register every unit you install?
Well, we're a premier dealer, so we automatically 10 years on everything we install. We even do 10 years on labor now.
Folks, that's critical when you're buying an air conditioning system. If the salesman's trying to upgrade you into a 10-year warranty, you've got to ask yourself, is it already provided?
Right.
Correct. All right. Here with temperature control from Tucson at Rosie on the House.
After struggling to find a quality glass and mirror company, we did the obvious. We asked our partners if they had anyone that they used, and the same company came to us from two different partners. We're happy to announce ABC Glass and Mirror to the Rosie on the House referral network, run by husband and wife team Dennis and Lori Lusk, who've owned the company right here in Arizona since 2001. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Glass and Mirror. Did you hear something in this hour's broadcast you wanted to listen again or share with someone else who could use the information? It's easy. Go to rosieonthehouse.com and select podcast. Select today's broadcast, and inside, you'll find that each of our 4 hours are broken down into our 4 individual segments, and we include keywords for quick referencing if you're trying to find that one specific topic we talked about. Or click on the podcast link, and the whole hour will be downloaded to your podcast, all at rosieonthehouse.com.